This call is being recorded.
It's so interesting to listen to your discussion about the upcoming advance, because we are very excited about it. We wanted to be the first to say that you are going to be experiencing experiences that you've never had before. Not at any of the advances. You will be meeting new people. You will be expanding beyond what you have experienced at this moment in time. I promise. All things are coming to a change. Many will have changed it before the time of this advance. But it makes our conversations with you even easier. Because the veil will have come down that much more in 2 months. Look at how things are changing day to day in this world. The promises you hear, promises that you keep close to your heart. We know that they seem sometimes hard because it seems to you that much time has passed, but we continue to hold the flag out and say no. You are already crossing the finish line. And these times of the wave that is upon the planet now will open more and more. It's also playing havoc with those who are awake, is it, does it not? Have you not had various experiences that you know that the frequency is rising? What it's also doing is awakening whole new groups of people that you can take in your care and spoon feed and help them along. I encourage you, my friends, take each day to heart. Reach out to those who are showing small interest. We invite you to do this. Did not discuss it yet, but the group is also has a new Wednesday group. This is to assist those who are not able to come on Sundays and who are possibly brand new to be supported and loved in their growth and their understanding. All of these are things that are important to the big picture. Ananda discussed last Wednesday on Hollow Earth that although Susan and James believed that it was their ideas to hold Wednesday sessions, that they had whispered in their ears. We have indeed whispered in their ears, because the time is now to spread the message. You have been preparing for 3 years, and the time is now to be able to come forth, step forward, and begin to embrace those, share with those, and get those people to come. We thank you. We bless you. And we will be with you later. Okay. One who serves.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. Good and wonderful to be here with you, as always. We would wish to speak to you about the idea of, you spoke of programming earlier in your discussion. And as you know, we always eavesdrop on your discussions. So we know somewhat what you are speaking of, and so we can also whisper in your ears at certain times to give you different understandings than you may already have. But in terms of the programming, in terms of the idea of letting go, you hear this all the time, this idea of letting go, let go and let God, or the Beatles, let it be, and all of these things. But what does it really mean? It really means to let go. Let go of everything that is in your past. It is letting go completely of what has held you back. And your past, if you hold on to it, will hold you back. There is no way it cannot. So if you wish to move on in this ascension process, and you all are doing that, then you must learn to let go of what those things that are continuing to hold you. And those things are that which has kept you down or kept you in a situation where you have been depressed or, as one said earlier, wanting to commit suicide and all of these types of things. And it is not healthy for you to continue to hold on to this. Let go of it. These changes that are coming, and after these changes, as you are in the higher vibrations, there will be no room for the past. We literally mean this. All that has happened in the past will be gone. That does not mean your memories of your loved ones. We are not speaking of this, certainly. But those things which have held you, those attachments, and please understand that all of this we speak of are attachments. And attachments will hold you to this three-dimensional realm and keep you in this paradigm. And we all know that you want to be out of this paradigm, do you not?
Right.
Then let it go. Be in the now. Look toward the future. Be anticipatory toward the future. But be in the now. And as you are in the now, then your future will take care of itself. You see? Be in the perfect moment. Find the joy in each moment. And find yourselves then in the higher vibrations. And as you are in the higher vibrations, nothing that has held you in this three-dimensional realm will be able to hold you anymore. Therefore, you will go through the ascension. There will be a little help here and there, certainly. You can count on this. But you will go through this ascension process because it is destined for you to do so. As Shira mentioned one thing and one thing only that we will disagree with. She said, for the last 3 years you have been preparing. But you have been preparing for lifetimes. You have been preparing for thousands of years here. The last 3 years is prominent within your memories, and it is seeming like it has only been since the 2012. But you have been preparing and preparing for this ever since you took on this role, ever since you volunteered to be here. And yes, each one of you volunteered to do this. So as Shira said and as Sananda has said many times, you are at the finish line. So get ready to cross it. But you cannot cross it if you hold on to what has held you in the past from reaching this finish line. You see? Would take questions now. One who serves here, we are here, and also Shira is also here for questions. Fire away, as the saying goes.
Yes, this is Judy from Las Vegas, and I do have actually two questions, if I may.
Yes, Judy.
Okay. The other night I had a very strong, powerful red light that flashed through my third eye. Can you tell me what that was for?
Before we would do that, what is your inclination of what it was about?
Well, red to me means stop, but I have a feeling that it wasn't for stop. I think my third eye is starting to open finally.
There you go. You have answered your question.
Oh, good. Thank you. The second question I have is I'm having a very strong pull to leave Vegas. I just arrived here to heal my body, which is healed. I have no more respiratory problems. And now I'm being pulled very strongly to move to the water, to the ocean. Is there a reason why that I am getting this strong pull to move to the ocean?
We will answer this, and then Shira will also add to it. When
you
are feeling any type of pull, as you are saying, when it is your inner self guiding you, when it is not your head speaking to you, but your heart, and you feel it deeply within you, then that is something to take a notice of. And that is something to follow, because that is your higher self guiding you to follow your blueprint. And whenever your higher self speaks, you listen, right? Wasn't that a,
yes,
a long time ago?
Yes.
Here, please, people. What was that commercial? Oh. You remember? When somebody speaks, they listen?
Oh.
E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Yes.
Oh.
When your higher self speaks in a whisper, in a small, wee little whisper, you listen. And then you follow. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we would just add that don't get mixed up with the details. You are being inspired to move to the water. Allow and see what happens that is going to direct you that way. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anything to add, Shira, to the red light incident?
No, actually, the two, Susan and Judy, have spoken of this before.
Very good. Other further questions here now?
Yeah, I have a question. In fact, I think I've got two. I'm one every day, every night. First thing in the morning, I go to my Arcadia door, and it's still dark. And I've said this over and over again, but I'm always making my affirmations every morning. Every night I always am grateful for my day and blessing my night, my sleep, and all that. And then I ask for a sign. I didn't get a sign that night. The next night, or the next morning, I did the same thing. And the next night I went out and said my blessings for the day with gratitude. And all of a sudden there was this enormous, and it was a quick, I believe it to be a falling star, but it was vertical going down. I could count within 100 a second how fast it was, and I just wondered if that was a sign to me from what I asked for the night before. What is that sign?
Do you remember, as we keep saying, the saying here, believing is seeing? Because of your great belief, you are seeing. Because of your great belief, this is to all now, as you believe, you will begin more and more to see through the veil, as we have been saying. And the veil is dropping. And the more you believe, the more it will drop for you. It will not drop for your neighbor or anyone else that is not believing. You see, if you continue to hold on to the seeing is believing, then you will continue to wait and wait and wait for the veil to drop, for you be able to be in the higher vibrations and see into the higher dimensions. But because you are believing, it is happening. It is the same as when you use the placebo effect. It is the same type of thing. The more you believe something will work, the more it will. See? Believe it, and you see it. And this was a sign, yes, telling you, showing you that you are on the right track. Ashira?
I have nothing to add to that.
Very good.
My second question is, pretty much everybody here knows my background somewhat, and my changing of my jobs and surrendering myself to a different field of life, although it's kind of like the same driving, and that's all I've been doing all my life is driving. And the pain that I did receive at the last day of leaving my primary job, my 8-hour a day full-time job, was difficult in a sense of the people not wanting me to go. But knowing that I'm making a change in my life, and they understood that they want the best for me. And then moving on to this new job, which I've already got 40 trips in, believe it or not. I just resigned from the job Friday and had 40 trips already put in for the whole week. And The second to the last ride of my drive yesterday, I was going along okay, and all of a sudden I got this really, really irate person. And I tried to be real calm, and we're talking at the same time. I said, we're not getting anywhere with this talking over each other, and you're screaming at me for something I'm very innocent about. And you have no clue where I, this is brand new to me. I'm trying to explain to him. And he says, well, we're just going to cancel this trip, you know. And it's just like, boom. From 39 good trips to one bad one. Just put a bad taste on me. And I question, am I in the right field of what I'm doing?
Sierra, you wish to go
first? I would be
Sierra.
Happy to answer this first. Yes. 39 to 1? And you're complaining?
Well, there takes one bad apple on that.
Well, we believe that this is your introduction to the field. And every job has its negative moments. Every job has its positive moments. And it seems that you have been faring fairly well until you reach this particular person. We would say that this is an isolated incident for you. And we know that you are sensitive, and we know that you want to do the best. And we know that you want everybody to be happy with your work. So forgive yourself, number one. Forgive the other person who goes down the road. This is an opportunity. This job was to be a transition for you to your next step of life. You are one who would be an overworker if you are given the opportunity. We would say, do whatever you need to do to keep this job. But remember, part of the reason you took this position was so that you could arrange your schedule, arrange your time, and have some fun time in life as well. So you are just now giving up your former job. Move forward with good hope and good cheer for the coming weeks. And know that once in a while you are going to uncover a bad apple. But it is only a brief experience. We'll find ways to walk through it, work through it, and be on the other side of this experience. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I'm forward to doing that.
We bless you, one who serves. Do you have something to offer?
No, not that was very well said, yeah.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here now?
How does one know what the path is? Listen to your higher self. I've always been told that I'm a healer, but I don't really understand where that's leading me. Am I just not there yet, that I don't understand it?
It's not so much the need to understand it at your three-dimensional level. It is the need to let go and go within yourself and listen to those small wee whispers that come from your higher self. Your higher self is guiding you. Your mentors, those that work with you, are guiding you. They are giving you nudges here and there. And when you feel those nudges, you go with it. But it is an inner knowing. It is that sense within yourself that you are following the path. And as you follow this path, as you follow the blueprint that you came in with, everything seems to unfold for you when you are on the right path. Now, that does not mean that there are not obstacles along the way. There can be. But those obstacles are not so insurmountable that you cannot move past them. And when you ask for help, you can move past them even more easily. It is the idea that many come up to these obstacles and they feel that they need to overcome them all by themselves. But we are telling you, and we tell you over and over and over, that we are here to assist you, to guide you, to give you a helping hand. So ask for it. Ask for assistance, ask for help, ask for guidance, and it will always, in all ways be there. Okay?
Okay.
Ashira, anything to add here?
No, you did great.
Very good. Other questions here now?
Ashira, actually, you know, we went through last 3 days of a family, major review, not just this lifetime, but every other lifetime. Went through a cleanse, releasing everything as much as we could as a family. I just want to get your feeling, are we in the right direction? Given the situation, are we in the right direction? Do we need to do anything different? Did we achieve what we were looking for?
Yes, you achieved what you were hoping for, what you were working toward. You know, you have so many goals that you have placed in front of yourselves as individuals, as well as a family unit, as well as a couple for your marriage, and separate things for your children. And in every moment, you move forward on that journey of life. And it is a beautiful journey, a journey that is full and wonderful for you. And those things that you have come to cleanse, you can release and let go now. And know that you have accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. Does that mean that there is nothing you may find as you move along your road that does not also need to be cleansed? No. But at this moment in time, the goals you set for yourself and the actions that you took meet with full completion. Does that help, sir?
Yes.
Good. Bless you. One who serves.
We have said many times that there are changes. The changes are not just outside of yourself. They are within yourself. And these changes are coming rapidly. And as you continue to move through these changes, there is a letting go process that we have been speaking of. And it is a need to continue to let go of all of this. Let go of the familiar things in your life. These are the attachments. These are the things that hold you back. So more and more, let go of this. Let go of these attachments. Your lives are going to change drastically. We are speaking now to each and every one who is listening or will resonate to these words. Your lives are going to change immensely. Life as you know it today is going to be completely altered from what it has been. Altered in a very wonderful way, certainly. But it is not without some consternation as you go through these changes. And these changes, such as a movement from one state to another, or movement from a job to another job, or the letting go of a relationship and moving on into other new relationships, or whatever it might be, it is a constant, you are constantly in the flux of change. And this is to be accepted, and know that it is all coming for a reason, and it is all happening for a reason. So just sit back, as we have been saying, sit back, enjoy the show, and let it all be. Go with the flow here, okay? Other questions here now?
I have a question that was asked. Susan asked me to ask you something about a dream that she has, that's a recurring dream. She's had it several times.
Yes.
And the dream is about a seven-layer bamboo birdcage with finches in it. And her task was to give the birds water and seed. And when she approached the cage, many of the birds were dead, and many of them were eating each other. And she wants to know what that means.
Yes. It is not always that there is the need for personalities or people personalities in the dream. There can be animals or birds in this case or whatever it might be. In terms of portions or parts of yourself, the many aspects of your multidimensional selves. And these birds, as you are feeling here, are the ones that are dying off. They are the ones that are your personalities, those within you, those attachments within you are dying off. They are not needed anymore. But you are continuing to need to feed those ones that are still thriving, that are still going. You feed them. What do you feed them with? You feed them with spirit. You feed them with love. Love of yourself. You see? Does this make sense here?
Yes.
Very good. Would there be other questions here now?
I have one.
Yes.
For myself. There's often the term letting go of attachments. Can you explain what an attachment is?
Attachments are those things which hold you. They hold you. They are memories many times. They are programming often that is holding you back. And these attachments continue to hold you to whatever it is that you are wanting and needing to let go of. You see, you cannot move on in this ascension process. You cannot move up into the higher vibrations and remain there if you are still holding on to the old programming, those attachments, those things that hold you. And they do hold you without you even knowing very often. These can be even relationship attachments. For there is never a need to be attached to anyone. Now, we are going to say something that may rile some of you. But the idea of an attachment to a child or a child to a parent, this is not what we are talking of in terms of it is still love, yes. But there is not a need for attachments. There is a need to let go and let that one fly on their own when they are ready. And the question of when they are ready is often the major question that comes in here. For you as the parent may think that they are not ready, but they as the child believe that they are, or that they need to be in this particular, these types of situations. So it is necessary to let them go. Let these attachments go. Let the programming go. This is the theme here. The letting go of all those things that continue to hold you back. And you may not even know that they are holding you back, but they are. Does this answer your question?
It does, yet it appears that in this life that we live, everything is an attachment. So it's difficult to understand how to let go of everything.
But that is exactly what needs to happen for the full ascension process. This is why you are receiving so much help in so many different ways. In the idea of the galactic energies coming in, which are raising the vibrations. And as the vibrations are raised across the planet, and you are a poor part of this raising of vibrations, then you are benefiting from this entire process. So it is easier for you to raise your vibrations. And the more that the people in your lives are, we would say, separating from you in terms of like attracts like, or negative tends to hold on to their own, and positive to their own, as you can understand this, we hope here. that it is important for you to continue to allow for this process. Allow for the process of letting go. Allow for all of these things to take its course. You understand this?
I do. I just wanted a deeper explanation.
Yes, it all comes down to one thing, love. Love of self is predominant here. When you love yourself unconditionally, then you can be in the process of letting go of all of the outside attachments, all of those programming that have held you back. When you fully love yourself, this is what is so important here. And what has been held back from you by the various forces that have set up this entire programming illusion here to keep you from loving yourself, because what is that? It is called selfish. And this is exactly the opposite of what it needs to be. Love of self is not being selfish. It is what is necessary to move through the ascension process. Because as you love yourself, you love the God force within you. And the God force within you is nothing but pure love. You see? And there is the connection. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, you have waxed on well about this topic.
Very good. Any further questions here now before we release channel?
I have a question. This is Natalie. I have been the last month or so recalling through daydreams the Kundalini experience, which I completely forgotten that I did go through. And it's still on my mind ever since. Now my question is, I understand that the Kundalini, well, is the Kundalini experience part of the ascension, and is everybody going to go through, or is it needed for everyone to go through this Kundalini experience? There's the light on this.
We can, yes. Ashira, do you want to first go, or do you wish for us?
Go ahead.
Very good. The Kundalini experience is something that all go through this process, in different ways, in various ways. It is not to say that you are going to go through the Kundalini experience as the adepts and the yogis and all of this have done so in the eastern areas of the planet. They have prepared for this. They have programmed themselves. Notice we say program themselves, not programming outside of self. But they have programmed themselves to be able to go through this process, this Kundalini awakening. But you yourselves in this western area of the planet are going through this Kundalini experience, but in a different way. We are working differently with you. As we do these meditations with working with the chakras and working with the Merkaba and working with the energies as we have been doing, we have been working with your Kundalini energies, but in a more, what we would say, more peaceful,
gentle,
easier, gentle way, yes, for you to be able to handle. Because as we have said several times here, if you, those of you here in the Western culture, were to attempt to do what is being done in the East, in the Himalayas and all of this, what we ourselves went through, you would not have been able to do it. You could not do it in the bodies and the minds that you have now, in the emotional nature that you have now. Your central nervous system could not handle it. But that is not to say that you will not have a Kundalini experience, because you will. It just will be different for each and every one of you. You see? Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, thank you.
Very good. Anything further here? then we will release channel. We wish to add here one thing about the your advancement. As the Shira has said, there are many things coming, many things are going to be happening. But one of the things we have been whispering to James about, and he is going to work with this, is we are going to attempt to assist each and every one that is there, and anyone that is on the phone with this process as well, because it will be available over the phone process, if it can be worked out here. We're going to attempt to have you be with your higher God self, to meet your higher self, to be with your higher self, and more importantly, to fully connect with your higher self. We have done things of this nature in the past with this group, but nothing to the extent that we are going to work with it at this time, where you are going to fully move into your higher self and make that connection and be your higher self and realize what that means to be your higher self. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.